sounds fascinating.
But
with Shaun of the Dead and Hot Fuzz, they're two fantastic British films. Shaun of the Dead's my favourite. And what do you think the impact and the loss of the UK Film Council is going to have on upcoming British films?
I don't know. I'm kind of conflicted about that in a way. It's difficult. It's a shame. I think it's a real shame. I don't know. And I have to really look at how the Film Council was evolving as a body. I think it was, I mean, it's, we don't have an industry. This is the trouble. In this country, we have a lot of people who want to make films, a lot of very talented people, talented actors, directors, artists, crew, we have a brilliant crew. Whenever I do a film overseas, there's always British people in the crew, usually behind the camera. I don't know. I mean, my immediate thoughts, oh no, you know, as soon as they get back in again, you know, the coalition, as soon as the, well, it, weirdly, nobody won that election today, but the, what do they call them? There was a funny thing, I thought, oh yeah. Anyway, a condemnation. The first thing they did was to kind of like start attacking the arts, and then we will suffer. The cuts will come in areas like the arts. I don't know, maybe we'll rally, maybe it'll inspire us to be more sort of proactive, I don't know. I think my gut feeling is it's a shame. I'm hoping maybe it'll create new blood or something. But we do find it difficult. You can't make it a film made in this country. You have to have people invested in business people. Who then start calling the shots creatively. Investors, you know, people who've got a couple of million they want to get a tax break on, or stick it into a film, and then they've got to spend 10 days on the film as part to get their tax incentive, so they go to the Cannes Film Festival and get pissed for 10 days. That's their name on film. And then they get some, you know, profit back when the film does well, if it does well. But ultimately those people start having an input into what the film is like, and that's not always a good thing. They're business people, not artists. So, you know, Working Title really is the only production house in this country to get a film made by itself. Elix Studios has started up again. I just made a film with Elix. The reason Working Title counts is backed by Universal. So, I don't know. It's uncertain times. Hollywood's in a mess. It's on fire at the moment. You know, it's kind of like there's money just hemorrhaging out of everywhere, and the budgets are being slashed, and it's worrying, really, you know. I mean, even Hollywood is kind of in dire straits. It's sort of, it's kind of a weird time for films, really.
Hi, what's your favourite joke?
My favourite joke is, I'll tell you a joke that John Landis told me, who I just did a film with. He was a director I much admired when I was a kid. He directed American Wolf in London. He said, he's very, very Jewish, John. He said, he had this guy comes back from work one day and says to his wife, I've got this terrible compulsion. I want to put my penis in the pickle slicer. And his wife says, why would you do this? It's very dangerous. You know, you could suffer terribly. He says, I don't know. It's just a compulsion. I want to put my penis in the pickle slicer. And he says, just don't do it. Please don't do that. It's a terrible thing. You'll get terribly injured. It will be awful. So he says, okay, but I can't promise it. It's a compulsion. And a couple months later, he comes back from work and says, I've got something to tell you, I've been fired. She says, why? He says, I put my penis in the pickle slicer. She says, oh my God, she pulls down his trousers and everything's fine.